Secular music has often been frowned upon in the Muslim-heavy culture of Agadez, but that fact hasn't stopped Tuareg guitarists such as Mdou Mokhtar from reaching an audience. In fact, he pays homage to the traditional Tuareg style as a rock guitarist. What makes Tuareg guitar music unique, and how does the style you play call back to the old traditions?
It's because we never going to school, and we live in the desert. We doesn't got any places for selling the guitar or the string, but we play something very special.
Mokhtar was secretly self-taught and built his first guitar out of salvaged wood with bicycle brake cables for strings before breaking out onto the live music circuit. His music was shared across the Sahara over a cell phone trading network. Spectators at his shows captured audio on their phones and then exchanged the recordings person to person. His first album, Anar, was recorded in 2008 and was traded across West Africa until its official release in 2014. The album featured auto-tune and drum machines in addition to his electric Tuareg sound. Why did you want to experiment with those instruments on Anar?
I'm just so curious. And then I love the drum machine and the voice so electronic. So it's so new for me.
Anar was released in the United States after Mokhtar was discovered by Portland-based label Sahel Sounds, which records and distributes artists from West Africa. In 2015, Sahel Sounds produced the film Akunak, the Tamacheq language remake of Purple Rain. Mokhtar starred in the role originally made famous by Prince and composed the film's soundtrack. Mokhtar has recorded and occasionally toured the United States ever since, and his next album, Ilana the Creator, is set to release in March 2019. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.